FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm welcoming back Darren Badenhorst of Le Coin Francais in Franschhoek. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Lovely to be here again.
I know you do so many things, and you've got a restaurant, Dusk in Stellenbosch, but your heart started in Franschhoek, and what a lovely time to be talking just before Bastille Day. What is happening at the restaurant now that's seasonal?
So the menu is constantly changing, and it's always seasonal, and obviously with the current change of weather that we're experiencing, with winter finally hitting us in the Cape, all the lovely rain that comes through means that we're going to get a lot of the mushrooms growing, which we love. So if we're talking a hyper seasonal and hyper local, we obviously do a lot of foraging. So herbs, different sort of fruits and vegetables, and then obviously all the fungi that we collect as well that we use in a lot of different ways. But the menu is always very seasonal. So we kind of gear it then leading towards sort of more comforting food, bolder flavors and best enjoyed on a rainy day by the fireplace, which we have as well.
It's always warm and cozy in there. And Darren, tell me, there's a lovely celebration of France in the restaurant. How have you managed to bring that in?
I mean, it's relatively easy, I think, being in Franschhoek, which has the feel of a small European sort of French town already. But we lean into French techniques, into French sort of flavor profiles, the clean execution of how they do things. And I mean, the French, they are the absolute building blocks of culinary cuisine. So we've kind of just lent into what works there. And then from a design standpoint, the space is very minimalistic and elegant and romantic. So we sort of showcase what we know the French culture to showcase.
Well, I love the fact that you also bring it together with the wine. And being in such a beautiful wine region, tell us a little bit about the wine list.
So also hyper-local. We do have some actual sort of French wines on the list as well. It's good to give a bit of depth and some comparatives to what the local producers are making. But we really do support the local wineries, local Stellenbosch as well. And then we've got some lovely sort of wines from different regions as well. You know, South Africa is really coming to the forefront and being recognized as an incredible winemaking country. And obviously the Cape is a region. So we definitely showcase those. A couple of good small producers as well. Just trying to shine the light on guys that are up and coming that are just doing some incredible things.
Makes it so interesting. And Darren, tell me, what's your favorite dish on the menu at the moment? Is there one particular dish that speaks to you, shouts a little bit louder than the others?
Oh, that's a tricky one to ask. I love dishes and food that I feel like eating on the day. So I don't have an actual favorite. There's a lot of really good ones and really interesting ones. The one that always kind of jumps out, and it's the only dish I've ever had on any menu the entire length of the restaurant, is the langoustine dish.
Oh, yes.
and that's always a winner, and that's always good in this weather. So if anybody hasn't had it, I would urge them to do it. There's a reason it hasn't been taken off the menu in almost 9 years. But there's so many interesting things going on in the menu, and trying to single out one individual dish on a menu that is designed and curated to be an entire dining experience is a bit tricky. So
I
give the advice, it's come and experience the full menu and come choose your own favorite one.
But I think also it is, you've said it there, you've knocked it on the head, it is an experience, and it's a lovely little piece of France on the main road, and it just is very special. And at this time of the year, if people haven't been before, they've got to get there. So you are open for lunch and dinner?
So we're open for lunches on the weekends. There's a lovely, very, very authentic and casual lunch special. We do a beef bourguignon and a coq au vin, served with some beautiful sides and a glass of wine. So we do that for lunch over the weekends, and that's just kind of to do something slightly more casual, a little more comforting, a bigger portion, and really leaning into giving something nice for our locals. And then obviously we have the two different, the journey and the chef's menu, which are the two tasting menu versions, which run from Tuesday through to Sunday in the evenings.
Fabulous. Well, I'm sure many listeners will be heading off your way. So thank you so much for sharing your inspiration.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Darren Badenhorst of Le Coin Francais in Franschhoek. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.